about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, this is cool. All right, this just in. Skin cells of a patient's own skin has been able to be turned into healthy heart muscle cells. I gotta tell you, this whole stem cell therapy stuff rocks. I'm dumbfounded at what they could do. All right. The transplanted cells are from the individual patient. Therefore, you hopefully won't have rejection. And many people with heart attacks and heart failure, they have dead heart cells, heart muscle. So if they could replenish it using a person's own DNA and own cells, I mean, even from skin, this is great. Now, early tests in animals, they said, proved promising, but still, this is years away from being used in people. Okay, so let's see here how they did this. All right. The team in Israel took skin cells from two men with heart failure, mixed the cells up with a cocktail of genes and chemicals in the lab to create the stem cell treatment. See, they don't tell you. Yeah, see, I'd love to play around with this in my lab. The cells that they created were identical to healthy heart muscle cells. When these beating cells were transplanted into a rat, they started to make connections with the surrounding heart tissue. Oh, this is cool. Lead researcher Professor Lior Gepstein said, "What is new and exciting about our research is that we have shown that it's possible to take skin cells from an elderly patient with advanced heart failure and end up with his own beating cells in a laboratory dish that are healthy and young, equivalent to the stage of his heart cells when just born." That is way cool. Again, they say more work is needed before they could begin trials on this. I tell you, this is great. I go Israel. Man, that rocks. Absolutely rocks. I got to tell you, and I said this on earlier shows, I think cancer, you know, the advances we're going to make in cancer research and cancer treatment is probably not going to be finding a new chemotherapeutic agent. It's going to be either stem cell or vaccine-type immunotherapy. I think... You know, doctors and researchers and scientists are going to kind of take a fork in the road and go down another path. And it looks like they are by the day coming up with new things that they could do. You know, once the technology is there and the intelligence is there, you know, they could do infinite amount of things with these stem cells. If you could rebuild heart, then, you know, rebuild brain cells. Just amazing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And the advancements are here. Now we have in the news today that death rates are dropping in our diabetics. Our diabetics are doing better. They're living longer. Now, I give credit to the ACE inhibitor medications and the ARBs. All right, many diabetics, they die from renal failure. All right, or they used to, or heart disease. And now with our diabetics, we're being very proactive with protecting their kidneys and protecting their hearts. They say from 1996 to 2006, the risk of dying from heart disease and stroke decreased by 40% among people with diabetes. Now, remember, we started to use statin medications a lot more frequently in the late 90s. So the cholesterol medications also gets a lot of credit now. I go back to those ACE inhibitors and those ARBs. Those medicines that I call kidney protectors that help protect the kidneys and diabetes, they're in the blood pressure family. Now, what also protects the kidneys? Low blood pressure. The less high your blood pressure is, the better it is for your kidneys. So if that's one of the ways these kidney protectors work, then great. So the blood pressure control decreases your risk of stroke, which also will decrease your risk of death with diabetes. I love it. Now, diabetics, we talk about what you all should do. Diabetics, hands down, make sure you're getting your cholesterol checked. Okay, make sure someone's watching your kidneys. Blood pressure, blood sugar, and high cholesterol can all affect your kidneys. So you need to make sure, even if you're dealing with diabetes, that all of this is being watched. We talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, where I think it's really frustrating for patients that they get given a diagnosis, but they have to do all this other type of stuff. right, yeah, I got to take a medicine for the kidneys, got to take a medicine for the cholesterol. Why can't I just be told I'm diabetic and just deal with diabetes? Let's deal with one thing at a time. And I think that's a mistake we're making in the medical profession by individualizing diseases, whereas usually when somebody gets diagnosed with something, we have to kind of look at the whole picture. And maybe we should come up with names of groupings. You know, they started doing that with Syndrome X, but doctors did not tell people, you know, they tried to go, well, you have Syndrome X, and patient, it just didn't catch on. It didn't. But Syndrome X, you have the truncal obesity, you have the high cholesterol, high blood pressure. You know, I kind of talk about the triad or, you know, the triple whammy. It just doesn't, it's just not sinking in. People are like, look, I have to purchase each medication. And these medications are expensive. I want less medication, so don't be treating multiple things at once. Let me deal one at a time. Now, I got to tell you, okay, when I do have diabetics, I sometimes will hold off on the cholesterol medication if I think getting their sugar in control will help them with their cholesterol. Or let's say I have a patient whose sugar is a little mildly elevated and maybe a little mild cholesterol, but their thyroid's low. Well, then I'll address the thyroid if I think the thyroid is at fault. So with a lot of my patients, I will try treating one issue at a time. But as you could see with death rates, with people with diabetes and high cholesterol and heart disease, etc., they usually have multiple things going on at the same time. And it's a vicious cycle. You know, once the kidneys start to weaken, when you have any of these issues, then death accelerates. You know, poor health worsens quickly. So we really need to start looking at people as you have a variety of things going on, and this is the treatment plan. Why do you think they're trying to come up with these combo pills? You know, they're trying to come up with blood pressure, like Caduit is a blood pressure medicine and a cholesterol medication at the same time. Because they know people do not want to be on multiple medications. The problem is Caduit didn't seem to be as inexpensive as writing both medications separately generic. I really wanted Caduit to work because it was Lipitor and Amlodipine, two very common medications that we use. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, but just going to catch on because people were able to get their medications cheaper or samples. I don't know. But hopefully it catches on soon because I would love to combine these medications so people take less. All right, guys, I want to hear from you. We are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the Supreme Court today rejected a widow's claim in a Social Security case because she conceived her children in vitro from her late husband's sperm, and they found that she was not automatically entitled to survivor benefits. All right, so a widow conceived a baby from the sperm of her late husband, okay? And then she wanted to capitalize on the Social Security benefits of survivors to help raise the child. But it was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court rejected the claim that a biological child of a married couple, even one born years after the father died, would qualify as a survivor under the Social Security Act. Instead, the justices upheld the government's multi-part definition of who deserves survivor's benefits. One requirement is that a natural child is one who is entitled to inherit the father's property under state law. They said the situation was tragic, but 18 months after the death, the widow gave birth to the twins, who was conceived through in vitro fertilization. All right. It said regulations that define a natural child as one who could inherit the father's property under state law. Children conceived after a parent's death are not entitled to inherit his property. The children were not named in his will. Yeah, that's a tough one. Gosh, it is very interesting, some of these cases that go in front of the Supreme Court. Now that people can do in vitro, you know, you just wonder. You're like, okay, well, wait a second. What if it's still the dad's? And then, I mean, it makes sense. It's a shame. And good for her for wanting to propagate his lineage by doing that. I mean, you know, good for the mom. It's just, I don't think we have anything in this law that allows there to be some sort of, I guess, monetary help, right, with people that do in vitro after their spouse died. Wow. Crazy. Didn't see a case like that happening. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Another thing I didn't expect to see was about $4 million worth of marijuana floating in the Pacific Ocean near Southern California, near Orange County. Apparently 8,000 pounds of marijuana, more than 100 bales were just sitting there bobbing in the water, right? And Orange County Sheriff's Department, U.S. Customs, Border Patrol, Coast Guard was all involved. They were able to see the marijuana, but they're a little confused. They're like, usually when we see marijuana like this, it's because somebody was throwing out of the boat to lighten up the load so they could flee. But there was no boats surrounding the area. I mean, no boats even coming to smoke it. I mean, it was just sitting there bobbing up and down, right? The fish were checking it out. So not too sure what's going on with that. I guess a tip. Somebody called them. There was an anonymous tip saying, there's a bunch of weed in the ocean. Can one of you come and get it? Wow. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is interesting, okay? Twins and sympathy pain. I love it, all right? Apparently, a twin saved the life of another, of his twin brother, because he had a headache. Now, this is very interesting, okay? Apparently, University of Sydney, this happened, this occurred with a researcher from University of Sydney, right, found a tumor in a man, just incidentally. Originally, his twin brother was having headaches. So they scanned the brother. They scanned, you know, brother looked fine. All right. But these guys are very close. All right. And apparently, I think they're identical twins, from what I understand. They've always been closely connected. They both married women with the name Nicole. And I guess one of the brothers, Craig Gurney, had detected, let me see, a rash. And I guess, let me see what happened. Okay, so I'm trying to go through the story. Sorry about that. But anyway, Brenton, the first brother, had been suffering headaches. He got an MRI scan. Everything was fine. Well, twin brother had no symptoms. But Brenton told Craig, just get the scan. He gets the scan and there's a brain tumor. Whoa. You know, almost like Brenton was, you know, being given a sign, like something's up. So anyway, there was a brain tumor at the base of the skull. And I guess it was about a 10-hour operation. Craig is doing well. But, you know, this whole telepathic stuff with twins, I believe in it. I think twins can totally communicate. I've never thought, you know, they couldn't. And, you know, it's interesting because you'll see these videos of babies talking to each other, even though they're not really talking. You know, and honestly, I even see it with cats. I mean, we have dogs, and you see how dogs communicate with each other, but cats have some very weird telepathic thing. It freaks me out because my cats communicate with each other without even looking at each other. And I see it happen all the time. I don't get it. I really don't get it. All right, but cool stuff. And, you know, maybe we should learn from this. You know, if one of you is feeling, I don't know, really, really crampy, have your twin brother or sister get a pelvic ultrasound. I don't know. But I really believe in sympathetic pains. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We're talking about the spider phobia therapy, where apparently researchers at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine took some subjects who were really arachnophobic. I mean, really scared of spiders. And they had a tarantula, all right, in a terrarium, in a enclosed container, and nobody would go near it within 10 feet. So they do this two to three hour therapy session, training them to get closer and closer to it. I don't know what they did. Right? They didn't go into too much detail. And now, not only these people, we subjects were able to go up to the tarantula and lift it up and touch it and play with it, they could do it 6 months later. One session. Now, I'm a little arachnophobic. I don't like spiders because I got bit by one. I would do this class if it was offered, but I really don't have any plans in the future to play with a spider. All right, I just don't want to get bit by a spider, and I think my innate fear of spiders and fleeing from them is a defense mechanism. So, personally, I have no desire to not be afraid of the spider, because any spider I've been around, does something to me. So as far as I'm concerned, no, just like bees. Okay, I don't have to be friends with bees. I don't have to get over my fear. Bees scare me, and I tell you why bees scare me. Because the first time you get stung by a bee, that's an outlook that could put you into anaphylactic shock. It could be the second time. It could be the fourth time. It could be the 20th time. So I don't want to be around a bee. I've gotten stung by a bee once, so now I'm like, oh, no. When is it going to hit? Right? And you know, I have an EpiPen, but it's buried somewhere in the house, and it's probably expired. So, you know, I don't want to be around bees. I don't want to be around insects. I did all that in biology. I loved it then. Now I'm scared of them. Leave me alone. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a study came out today saying scientists want to regulate baby food now because there's too many antibiotics and drugs in there that were used to treat animals. Chemicals are mostly found in chicken and milk-based food. Scientists call for increased regulation. Now, we've talked about this. We've talked about how antibiotics in our food supply has been giving rise to more MRSA and these superbugs because we're becoming immune, we're becoming very tolerant and resistant to these antibiotics. When you eat these antibiotics all the time in your meat, you're getting resistant to it. Well, it's now happening at the baby level. You know, these babies are eating medications that actually have been treated. These animals have been treated with antibiotics and drugs, etc. And some of them can actually have allergic reactions. A new study has revealed how milk powder and meat-based baby foods, especially chicken products, contain minute quantities of livestock drugs. Now, very small amount of these veterinary drugs have been detected. They say overall we don't need to worry. But let's say telmicasine, which is an antiparasitic drug, they're picking that up in these foods. You know, remember, these drugs are made for animals. You know, we don't really know the long-term consequences of kids getting these medications. You know, we're talking about diabetes on the rise. We're going to be talking about that. Looks like, I believe they say a quarter of our children are at risk for diabetes right now. And, you know, they blame, you know, chemicals and BPA and plastics, etc. What if this is what's going on? What if you have some of these modulators, you know, that you're picking up from these chemicals that are veterinary medications or pesticides, etc. And again, I'm not trying to make a case for organic. I wish organic was cheaper because I'd love to just tell everybody go organic if you can. But you just wonder. Now, sulfonamides, sulfa drugs, which I'm allergic to, were also found, macrolides, etc. And so they've also found anti-worm drugs like fungicides, and I'm looking at this right now, University of Almería in Spain, researchers were examining these baby foods, the milk powder and meat products. Concentrations varied of these drugs from 0.5 to 25.2 grams per kilogram, and the meat products 1.2 to 26 grams per kilogram. That's a lot. All right, so you can't even regulate these if you don't know how much. You know, how can you test if you have a 25-fold difference? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELI.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their libido. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of desire in the bedroom. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, stamina, and the passion. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 1-800-543-6605 right now for more details. Call 1-800-543-6605 for your free one-month supply. That's 1-800-543-6605 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait, call now. Call 1-800-543-6605. That's 1-800-543-6605.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, our Facebook fan page. Definitely click like so we could give you up-to-date medical updates. So this is interesting. This caught my eye. There is a fungus that actually eats and degrades plastic. And they think that this could help protect the environment. All right. I'm looking at this going, really? All right. Okay. Now, what they say is since the 1950s, 1 billion tons of plastic has been thought to be discarded. And they say that this waste will persist for hundreds and even thousands of years. Now, researchers have found a fungus that could be used to break down plastic, therefore rescuing the world from the biggest man-made environmental threat. Now, what is this here? Group of students from Yale University, Connecticut, have found a fungus in the Amazon rainforest that could break down the common plastic polyurethane. One of the most widely used plastics, the global consumption, they say, of polyurethane raw materials in 2007 was above 12 million tons, with an average annual growth rate of about 5%. Now, as part of Yale's rainforest expedition, that would have been a fun trip. I would love to go to the Amazon rainforest. I know I'm afraid of bugs. I don't know how that's going to go. I'll probably, like, walk around with a tent, maybe, you know, or what those beekeepers wear. I'll probably do that. As part of the Yale's Rainforest Expedition Laboratory Educational Program, the researchers scoured the Ecuadorian rainforest for plants and cultured the microorganisms within their tissue. Gosh, I would have loved to do that. One of my favorite sciences was microbiology. I loved culturing bacteria and fungus and growing them in petri dishes. Oh, that was fun. Gosh, I want to go. Now, this is in the Journal of Applied Environmental Microbiology. They say endophytes were isolated, from plant stems collected in the Ecuadorian rainforest. A subset of these organisms were screened for their ability to degrade polyurethane. Several active organisms were identified, including two distinct isolates of, get this people, Pestalatiopsis microspora. That sounds made up. Pestalatiopsis microspora, with the ability to efficiently degrade and utilize polyurethane as a sole carbon source when grown anaerobically. So basically, when they denied these bacteria oxygen and gave them the polyurethane, they were able to grow. Now, they say endophytes are microorganisms that live in the inner tissues of plants and do not cause any noticeable disease or symptoms. So they aren't really parasitic. They often play a role in the decomposition of plants after death, but never before have they been tested for their ability to degrade synthetic materials. That's pretty brilliant stuff. This is really cool. All right, the authors hope that further exploration of properties of endophytes could reveal more interesting metabolism, and if they could degrade other things other than plastic. Degrade the Obamacare bill, please. Degrade the Affordable Health Care Act. Just throw a bunch of fungus on that. All right. They say endophytes reach their greatest diversity in tropical forests. Individual trees can harbor hundreds of endophytic species, some of which are known and some are new to science. I think that is just way cool. Way to go, people. I'm excited by that. Just, you know, find fungus, bring it home. And you see, they worked. See, when these students went out of town, they didn't find prostitutes, did they? No. They did work. Right? Yeah, they did a good amount of work. They found something that we could use, right? Not like other people that we've read about recently in the news. Okay, so what's going on here now? Let's see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Deep sea drilling has uncovered bacteria that hasn't eaten for 86 million years. What? Okay, this is being reported by Daily Mail. What's going on here? All right, scientists found these hardy bacteria at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Are you sure they didn't smoke any of that weed before they came up with this? Really, 86 million years. The deep sea life forms were discovered when researchers drilled into a layer of soft red clay at the bottom of the Pacific Gyre. They say it is an area of ocean where almost nothing reaches the seabed, and most plankton that die in the water dissolve long before any pieces could reach the seafloor below. Only very rarely does even a particle land in any given spot. No, there's got to be something they're picking up. Hans Roy from Aarhus University in Denmark publishes findings in the Science Journal. They say, if you imagine that a grain of sediment falls on the surface, it'll take thousands of years before the next grain will sit on top of it. This expedition found living bacteria buried in the clay, despite there being no nutrients down there for them to feed on. At a rate of 1 millimeter per 1,000 years, sediment builds up on the ocean floor. So when the team extracted their 90 feet deep cones of sediment, they found the ends were tens of millions of years old. Now, this is cool. I have to stop for a second here. I did in college work on starvation experiment. I worked on bacteria from the Nevada test site because these bacteria apparently outlived testing, and most of the nuclear testing killed anything around. So we were studying how these bacteria could have fed. So, you know, I guess they can. I don't know. I'm still a little reluctant, you know, to believe that. I mean, they got to eat something. There's got to be something. Anyway, all right. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe I could lose some weight if I live on the ocean floor for a little bit. All right. So good for them. I don't know. I think it's cool. Now, there's boring stuff in the news, and there's cool stuff in the news. All right, now, this is worrisome stuff in the news. They say youth diabetes and prediabetes rates are soaring. They say diabetes and prediabetes have skyrocketed to almost 25% of our kids. We're talking our kids. A quarter are diabetic or prediabetic. This is ridiculous. Okay, it's reported in the journal Pediatrics. Of course, it's very concerning. Type 2 diabetes accounts for more than 90% of the cases. Type 1 diabetes, we talk about this, is when you are born without insulin or very little insulin, so you can't bring sugar that you eat from the bloodstream into your cells. Insulin's kind of like a key to a door. So you have sugar in the hallway, you need to get into the bedrooms, but you can't if you don't have insulin, so the sugar stays in the bloodstream, causing damage. Your cells or your bedrooms starve, and these type 1 diabetics, they lose weight. But they're talking about type 2 diabetics. These are people that had insulin, but their insulin isn't working as well, right? Or they have still too much sugar coming into their system. And so without sugar getting into the cells, you have sugar buildup, those damage nerves, blood vessels, heart attacks, blindness, kidney failure, all sorts of stuff. But our kids, colleagues, let me see, who is, I want to give credit to Ashley May, epidemiologist with the CDC, looked at health data of 3,400 adolescents aged 12 to 19 from 1999 to 2008. They participated in the CDC's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, considered the gold standard for evaluating health because it includes physical exam, blood pressure, fasting, blood sugar levels, weight, and height. All right, not too bad. They said that, let me see here. Okay, well, what did they find? A third of adolescents are overweight and obese, and close to 25% have diabetes or prediabetes, which is what we already talked about. Okay, so what do? Well, we got to get the kids off the couch. We got to get the kids away from their social media. We got to get the kids off their iPads, out there exercising. Put the kids on a swim team. Why don't we teach all our kids self-defense? Put them in Taekwondo or Kung Fu or Krav Maga. Why not? It's exercise. Plus, they're learning how to defend themselves. Why not? Why aren't we? You know, it amazes me how physical activity stops after the kids finish PE or health and fitness. Physical education ends what? PE ends what? Sophomore year high school? And then people stop. You know, I've talked about this on my show. I think that PE shouldn't just be, all right, well, we're going to play dodgeball today or we're going to play badminton. You know, they should probably teach how to, you know, lift weights, how to work out on a treadmill, how to, hike, go for walks, get it ingrained in these kids that exercise does not stop after sophomore year high school. It is ridiculous that a quarter of our kids could be diabetic or pre-diabetic. Blows my mind. And, of course, the crap they're eating. All right, don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and find us on our Facebook fan page. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right, so we were talking about kids and prediabetes, and 25% of them are already on their way. Pretty scary stuff. Well, now researchers are trying to, especially in Great Britain, trying to kind of go after the parents, saying, look, parents putting their kids in front of a TV, giving them an iPad, letting them play computer games are guilty of child neglect. So if we can't teach the kids to go outside and play, they're going to start going after the parents. Now, I know with us growing up, very limited amount of TV. Okay, I mean, in the summer it was different because we were bored and it was too hot. I grew up in Phoenix, way too hot to go outside. We were all freaked out about heat stroke, so we weren't allowed to swim until later in the day. And we weren't allowed when we were little to swim at the apartment complex unless our parents were there watching. So I had to wait for them to come home. And so, you know, I remember seeing more TV in the summer, but during the school year, no. Of course, we didn't have computers back then, so we didn't play around with those. We played outside. All right. Well, now they're saying parents who constantly check and use smartphones and iPads around their children could also be driving these kids into a lifelong dependency on TV. and computer screens. I think it's just these kids are going to be dependent on it anyway. You know, we talked about this earlier today in the show. Right now, schools are starting to do away with textbooks and having kids look at these iReaders. You know, and I, as much as I don't want these kids having these 50 to 75 pound backpacks, I think it was horrible carrying the textbooks that we used to carry. I really miss the feel of a book. I can't stand reading from a computer screen. I get headaches. I get horrible headaches. And my kids are doing that too. I loved getting my textbooks in college used, already highlighted, with arrows saying, you better remember this for the test, okay? I loved getting my books that way. I loved my books. Feeling the pages between your fingers. And kids aren't getting that. You know, we were talking about yesterday how these kids with autocorrect, they aren't even learning how to spell anymore. They don't have to spell. You know, they have these spell checks now, you know, with spell checks and autocorrect. And people afraid of autocorrecting are now only using X amount of words. Their vocabulary is limited. So, yes, of course, parents, we need to smack the parents upside the head, make sure these kids are doing sports, make sure they're outside playing, etc. But it's not all the parents' fault. You know, we were talking about our televisions now. Look how many hundreds of stations we have. So many. You got Discovery Channel. You got Animal Planet. You got ABC. You got HBO West. You got HBO East. You got HBO Family. There's so many stations. And you think a child, you know, hearing about this show or this television show or this show, et cetera, is not going to want to flip around. You got TiVo now, so you could tape and DVR, so you could tape shows while one is playing, tape a couple shows at a time. Like, I know Glee is on at the same time as America's Got Talent. That really is a pickle for many people, right? You got a TiVo one while watching the other. And, you know, it's, I think society is doing it too. You know, and we were talking about many things now are internet-based. There's TV that's internet-based. There's radio that's internet-based. I mean, if people are using the computers more, you're seeing how entertainment is going towards internet-based entertainment. I mean, they're even telling you, after you watch these HBO series, like I love Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones. I love watching HBO True Blood. But they're even telling you to go to the computer, HBO On the Go or whatever they have. Right? Even the media is trying to get you to go to computer. Why? Are televisions going to be all internet later? Is our whole house going to be computerized such that you get your television show from the internet? I don't know. And we were talking about not only are you getting internet programming, like GCN, we have great radio programs. You can get on the internet. You can listen to us. You can listen to our shows on apps, etc. So you don't have to just go to the television set. But in addition to that, now you could even entertain yourself with social media. You could sit there and be entertained by people talking about their bowel movements on Facebook and Twitter. Excuse me, I'm burping. Or hiccups. And so you're being entertained now by so many aspects of the computer. You could play chess with somebody in Japan. You could do Farmville. I've never played Farmville, so I don't know if you could play Farmville with other people. I know World of Warcraft. You are playing with other people. You know, my husband and his buddies and their fathers and the kids, they're all playing with each other on the computer. You know, whatever happened to poker night? Go to your buddy's house and play a game with them. No. I'm going to go online. I'm talking to them now. And it stinks because sometimes the microphone's on. So I come in complaining to my husband about something. We're out of tampons or I don't know. And he's like, no, Al's on the line. I'm like, Al, just listen to that. Oh, man. You know, and then, so you don't even have privacy anymore. You got Skype. People are talking. You don't even have to get up to go and see anybody anymore. If you wanted to see your best friend and you got up, right, and you don't even have to see them for lunch. You can now turn your camera on. Sit there with your bowl of cereal, and both of you eat breakfast together, and that's how you interact. So, you know, yes, I agree, you know, parents and childhood obesity, they are the front line, people who can hopefully intervene, absolutely, but there's more to it. Society is changing. You know, I mean, kids at school are walking around with iPads. Why are 8-year-olds touching an iPad? Wouldn't they drop it? Remember there was that kid that urinated on a bunch of iPads? Remember that? Or were they Kindles? I forget. I mean, you know, kids and electronics aren't really the best mix. But this is where we're going. We are going to be completely glued to our computer or our TV or whatever. And they're going to be interchanged, and that's just how we're going to do things. And there's going to be no reason to leave the house. You order your food. You could order your groceries online. There's no reason to leave except to go to work. And many people are able to work from home. I remember when I was, I was in one, I don't know which ER I was working at, but it was the middle of the night, and the radiologist calls, and I'm talking to him, and he's at home, looking at images at home. He's at home in Australia, awake, because they're during, apparently you could contract out with a radiologist in Australia. And yeah, he's home, and he's, you know, looking at these images that get sent to him, and he's reading them off for me. And, you know, I'm like, well, that's nice. You get to live in Australia. You get to work at home while I'm sitting here doing a middle of the night shift in America. That's nice. You know, good. But that's where we're going with things. And remember, Great Britain, they have this computer program now where people don't even have to go to a doctor. They could just type in their symptoms or their blood pressure readings or their sugar readings into a computer and then get a computer readout. A computer readout will tell you what to do. There's going to be no reason to leave the house. No reason at all. And that's what's contributing to it. You know, we're all going to be hermits, and we're not going to socially interact. We're not going to hug. We're not going to touch each other. It's going to be very stoic. And stop that. Have people over. Oh, but after dying, we've got to clean the house. Well, clean the house then. Get up. Get off your butt. I don't know what to say with kids. You know, we said goodbye to the remote control inventor, Eugene Pauly, today. He died at age 96. Considering he was the one that invented the wireless remote control, there was a remote control before him that was connected by a wire in the 50s, but this was called Flashmatic. It was a remote control with no wire in 1955, and he lived till he was 96. So, good for him living that long. And I know we're all very, very grateful. Very, very grateful that he discovered the remote. But, you know, it started back in the 50s. You know, we could blame Zenith. I guess he worked for Zenith at the time. But I think he was great. I think it shined a light into these photo cells on the TV. Great invention. Right. And, I hope they don't blame this guy for the obesity crisis. But look, with the way things are going technological wise, there's a whole variety of factors. So I think we just need to fight the urge to just sit on the couch and watch TV. True, I'm going to go home now and watch the finale of Glee, but I am going to exercise while doing it. All right, guys, have a great rest of the night. Big thanks to Kyle. I will talk to you all tomorrow. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com.